This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good morning. The Eureka Police Department is searching for a man considered armed and dangerous after he fled from a traffic stop at the Bayshore Mall on Sunday evening. The suspect, armed with a handgun, fled from the vehicle and through the mall and then stole a bike from a woman at gunpoint in the parking lot. He then dropped the bike to carjack a second woman in a silver sedan. That car was later recovered in McKinleyville. The driver of the car, initially stopped by police, 44-year-old John Vella of Eureka, was arrested and booked on several charges after a search of the car turned up two loaded firearms. State Senator Mike McGuire, along with Supervisor Rex Bone and Trinity County, have been working to raise some $25,000 for the assistance of Trinity County residents impacted by the Helena fire that destroyed 72 homes. McGuire said yesterday that they are just $5,000 short of that target, and you can donate to the Trinity County Fire Relief Fund at the Humboldt Area Foundation website. A similar donation page has been established with the foundation for the residents of Curry County as well, and you can make a donation to assist them at the Wild Rivers Community Fund. The Board of Supervisors meets this morning, and at the top of the agenda is a proclamation honoring registered nurse and the county's immunization coordinator, Susan Wardrip, who retires after 23 years with the county. Supervisors Estelle Fennell and Ryan Sundberg have introduced a motion to discuss a prorated tax plan that would be collected from licensed marijuana growers in the first year of approval to operate a cultivation site. A second marijuana-related agenda item introduced by the pair that, if approved, would prohibit commercial cannabis activities in the coastal zone. The Arcata Police Department is asking for any witnesses to Saturday's suspected arson at the Presbyterian Church in downtown Arcata to come forward. A 28-year-old man who was sleeping on the steps of the church at around 9 o'clock suffered severe burns after the suspect ignited a flammable material on the steps. The victim was taken to an out-of-area hospital for treatment, and the building suffered exterior fire damage. A suspect, described only as possibly a Hispanic male adult wearing a gray hoodie and jeans, was seen in the area and remains at large. Governor Jerry Brown will keep his pen busy over the next few days as he either vetoes or signs into law a slew of bills passed by the legislature. Governor Brown has signed into law Senate Bill 65 that prohibits the use or consumption of any type of cannabis-related products while driving, and it also makes it illegal for a passenger in a vehicle to consume marijuana products as well. Other measures under consideration are a bill that will require the State Alcohol Board to develop training for bartenders and other staff at bars and restaurants to recognize when a patron has been overserved, a bill that would give research assistants at state universities collective bargaining powers, and a bill that would protect whistleblowers from retaliation by employers. That's the KINS North Coast News. I'm Dan Squire.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.